Hello, everybody out there in comic book land. My name is George Serrano, aka The Don, and this is the very first episode of the Major Issues podcast in 2018.
We are here.
As you know, the Major Issues podcast is brought to you by Comic Book Click, and as such, I am being joined by a member of Comic Book Click family.
It's 2018.
Yes, I'm being joined by Claudius Maximus, and because this is the first episode of 2018, we decided to give you guys a little peek behind the curtain over here at Comic Book Click as we get ready for the CBC Awards.
Ooh, this one's a doozy.
Second annual, yes, last year's, I think, went off without a hitch. That was fun. We were able to sit there and talk about the latest and greatest things to come to comic books and comic book media, so that was real fun. And I think this year we had a pretty good year.
Ooh.
As far as comic book media was concerned. What about you? What do you think?
I feel like every year has been a good year.
What? Every year since the MCU, basically.
Yes.
We've at least had something to hold on to. But
don't worry, Justice League. I love you.
I mean, we had Justice League, Spider-Man, a whole bunch of shows started this year. It's going to be hard to pick some of these awards this
year. I was looking, and I was just like, oh, man, I gotta pick one.
Yeah. It's gonna be a little bit rough this year, but that's gonna be part of the fun. And part of the fun for you guys in this episode is you'll be able to hear us have discussions we haven't had before as we try to narrow down some of these nominees for these awards. Mm-hmm. We had 7 awards last year. I'm not sure if you recall. I'm leaving off most anticipated this year because last year,
I think we're getting what we wanted and what we deserve this year.
Well, there's that, and also don't forget the person the thing that won most anticipated last year was Justice League,
Then
I don't think it did as well as it did. So I don't even want to think.
Yeah, I remember Civil War came in. Second, right?
No. Civil War 1 comic book movie of the year. Yeah, that's what you're remembering. Because yes, we were trying to figure out which one of these movies that came out in 2017 were going to be the movie of the year. Or at least the one that everyone was trying to go see.
Oh, it was Thor that came in second for that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, because Wonder Woman got slept on.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, people wanted to see it. Wow. But I think people were more excited for the Justice League movie. I think a lot of people thought that Wonder Woman was probably going to be what Justice League turned out to be, which was just a movie in the middle, kind of. Mm-hmm. You know, they figured, oh, well, the one is a movie about one member of the team, and the other one is about the entire team. So I'm guessing, you know, it's safer money to bet your money on the entire team. But, yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of good content, I want to say, this year in general.
Yes.
We got to see some of the best debuts. You know, the year before, people who qualified for this award were like Black Panther in Civil War, who showed up in Civil War. We had Spidey show up in Civil War, Deadpool, you know, all those people showed up in 2016. So they qualified for those 2017 awards. Now, for 2017, I don't really think any heroes debuted like in their own movie because Wonder Woman had her own movie. I mean, was in BVS. Mm-hmm. You know, so she had her own thing. Even with Batman and Justice League.
And Guardians came out this year, too, and Adam was at the end of it, too.
Yeah, you have Adam Warlock, I guess. Mantis would qualify for that award there, too. A couple of nominees I already have written down. X-23, Laura, you know. I think she had a tremendous debut this year. What a great character. What a great actress.
Oh, man.
In that movie.
I gotta be careful because I could talk about this one all day. But damn.
Yeah, I think she did a really, really good job.
I think she did really, really good too, man.
They say it all the time, right? There's nothing like a first impression. And with the X-Men universe kind of, you know, every day seems to be, you hear something else different about the universe and whether or not it's gonna survive and all this kind of stuff. Hugh Jackman was able to ride his first impression for about 17 years, actually. He wrote his first impression for 17 years, so hopefully this lands her a lot more roles, because child actors are hard to find, and she seems to really be able to dig deep.
She is on the money.
Yeah, she looked like she was able to dig deep and do that there. The Defenders debuted together,
mm-hmm.
Because Iron Fist debuted, and I refuse to give him his own best debut nominee.
Well, you need to get your chi straight, okay?
Listen, it's either him or I put the whole Defenders. And I think the whole Defenders might as well go up.
Sorry, Danny Rand.
Yeah, you see?
Sorry, Danny Rand.
Yeah, so the whole Defenders. What did you think of that show this year? It kind of came and went out. A lot of these Netflix series.
I wish it was longer. It was like, what, 8 episodes? 10 yeah. episodes?
Yeah. That's the issue. I think sometimes with the shows end up getting a little longer, they end up losing their footing. You know,
because we knew they were going to come together at some point. But when I went to go watch on Netflix and I was scrolling down and then cut short, I was like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
this is how it's going down.
They normally do like the 13 episodes, like how they did with Punisher this year. Punisher also came out this year, but again, can't be nominated for debut because he came out last year in Daredevil. But you know, they do these 13 episode seasons, but sometimes for like 3 of those episodes are like filler. One's an episode complete backstory, and then 2 are just like maybe with the other characters. So I get what they were trying to do, making it shorter.
Mm-hmm.
But I see what you're saying. We probably need it a little bit more.
Yeah.
And they seem to really want to kick Danny Rand around in that, which was funny because I think they wrote that first before they wrote Iron Fist.
I was just about to say something like that too, but you just extracted it from my brain.
But I mean, this is what we were waiting for, right? We had been waiting for this for a while. The same way in Justice League, you know, we had been waiting for all the pieces to get put together to get our Defenders on TV, and they were there. I mean, it's got to be somebody's favorite debut. Somebody out there was really waiting for the Defenders. I was.
I have a Metro card, okay, with Defenders on it. I have a Defenders
Metro
card.
I really like what the Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage shows have done for those characters, for Marvel, for Netflix, all that. I felt like this should have been bigger and ended up kind of being a Daredevil Electra thing.
You left Danny Rand out.
Oh, I did that on purpose. If you want to see karate on Netflix, you could just look at karate, see like Ung Bak or something, like something better. See something better, pretend that that guy's Danny Rand, and then just go on moving forward, I guess, at that point. But we have, Defenders. Like I said, just like the Defenders, we have the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first debut of the entire Justice League.
Cyborg.
Yeah.
Cyborg.
Well, we saw Cyborg. We saw Cyborg, Aquaman, and...
Yep.
Barry in BVS because they can't they can't, and then Barry was also in Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
you know
what's funny? I find Batman vs Superman funny when he shows up because it doesn't look like him.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
he also has the beard in that scene too.
Well, when he does when he does the like flashback when he goes over to go see him, he has the beard, and when they show him in the camera footage, he has the long hair.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of footage in Justice League where they're showing Cyborg, like someone got access to footage of Cyborg, and he has like almost all his whole body, and he has like metal legs, and they're working on his metal legs, but in BVS, he only had like a head, remember, and a little bit of a chest, and they were using the mother box to
Lex's files and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they're using the mother box to make him.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is I guess the real legit debut of all these characters on the same team. Warner Brothers has been waiting a very long time for this, and again, I mean, they did have some pretty cool hero shots together, seeing these characters together for the first time, and this is their legit honest attempt, I want to believe, to have these characters together. So, you know, my opinion, I think X-23 was better than both of those. That's just fine. I wasn't expecting much, I guess, out of X-23 and that actress.
I wasn't either, and I got so much more, man.
Yeah, it's always good.
I was so happy.
It's always good to be pleasantly surprised.
And she punched him in the face.
Yeah, she was.
Punched Logan in the face. No, I punched Logan in the face.
We also have Legion. I got to catch a couple episodes of Legion. This show was a bit of a mind trip.
There's a couple of shows I haven't got on the wagon.
Yeah, there's a couple of things on here, too, that I just managed to peek at. But I think needs to get some bit of a consideration because if I just give all my favorites consideration, then we're kind of stuck there. Legion, I think, is one of those shows that's at least trying to be different than all the other comic book shows out there. And the main character, I believe his name is David, is... he's an unreliable narrator because he's a bit insane. So you might see a sequence of events that you think is the story, you know, being told in chronological order, and then he'll remember things differently, or things will be completely different from how you remember them. It could all, the entire episode could be a dream sequence and all this thing. But the idea is that he is a schizophrenic person with multiple personalities in his head, and each personality, because he has, he was born with the X gene, each personality has their own power.
Yeah. Oh man, I gotta check that out.
They have their own power and their own personality. So he might wake up all of a sudden and think he's a 40-year-old Vietnam, I mean 80-year-old Vietnam vet, and then blink and think that he's a Japanese artist, and then blink and now he's a French baker or something, and then he's, you know, has these different mentalities and names and all some powers and stuff like that. And Aubrey Plaza's in it, who's from Parks and Recreation. She plays April. I'm a fan of her. So
I'm
she's
disappointed
in
myself.
She's in it. It looked good. It looked really good. I got to see.
I did see the trailers and stuff like that, and the promo art and everything.
I got to see the first episode. I'm very familiar with the character from the comics. The character in the comics is actually Professor X.
Yeah, son. I was just about to say that too. Isn't he like Xavier's son?
Yeah, he always got drawn with these crazy long black. His hair was always really, really long, tall, and black, like Sky Too Hotty, almost like standing all up on itself and stuff. So, but yeah, they got to bring like mental instability into this. And speaking of like, this seems to be a direction that they're going in, because think about that New Mutants trailer I got to show you the other day.
Oh man,
you know,
yeah, that was awesome.
They're going at least different ways with it,
and you can see
horror,
that they're trying to
suspense.
So I really, really like that. I'm not giving it no.
Well, Marvel knows their game, right?
Yeah,
that they have that very clean.
You know what it is for me too. It's the Marvel will put something out. And then I'm like, okay, boom, the Marvel logo's out, but I'm like, okay, but I'm a little hesitant. What studio is it coming out of, you know? So, but even though, what's that coming out of? That's coming out of Fox too, right?
Yes. That's...
And I'm not, I've seen the trailer, and because it's so fresh, you know, so I'm not even giving it like, oh, fuck. I'm trying to see, you know?
Oh, I think between here...
I'm really liking that.
I think between here and between Legion, the show, and the New Mutants trailer / movie, we're dealing with kind of the more realistic take of, like, okay, the first three X-Men movies and all the X-Men movies going forward showed a realistic take of maybe how society would react to you having powers, right? Like, if they did find out that you could walk through walls, the government would want to put, you know, things in order, and they would want to create cures. We got to see a lot of that in the early X-Men films, and that's fine, and that's realistic, I guess. But I think in these, it's much more of how would you, the person themselves, react to these powers? It's a lot scarier than you know.
It depends. I don't want to wake up and make newspaper because that's boring.
Think about
I don't want that to be my superpower.
But if that was your power and you did it every day, like, I can understand the horrifying revelation that's what you are doing. Like, you wake up and your entire room...
It's newspaper
because you've been making paper at night, you know, and would that be a horror movie? That you wake up and everywhere you wake up, or every time you...
under newspaper.
It's just papers and you don't understand what's going on. So I think, you know, with the New Mutants and with Legion deals with, you know, he's a telepath in some senses. Mm-hmm. So at what point would you believe that you have powers, and at what point would you believe that you're insane?
Right.
That you're just hearing voices or you're just hearing what's going on. So... I think that while we have all these other cuties, oh, you have powers, I have powers too, you know, shows, this is like, oh my God, you have powers too,
run and hide.
They're coming to kill us all.
They're coming for
us. And I, you know, it's good to have a balance, especially when you have all these shows, a lot of them start to kind of mix up and look the same. And speaking of other shows that seem to be doing a good job, Runaways is good. Runaways is really good. I hope to review that soon here on Major Issues, but... Runaways, a show dealing with a group of kids who find out that their parents are supervillains that have been meeting up once a year to commit human sacrifice.
And then hence they run away.
Yeah, so Hulu...
all the kids from there.
Hulu picked this up, you know. We had been hearing about it all year, along with, like, Cloak and Daggers being picked, been picked up. And
I want more of that, too.
Black Lightning will be coming in a month or so.
That's in a month?
Yeah.
Oh,
Gifted is already out.
Yeah, Gifted is already out.
They really got to load us with these comic book shows, especially towards the last leg of this year. November, Punisher got dropped. Mm-hmm. You know, Punisher dropped. So it was, I've been really picking and choosy about what I've been watching because there's so much of it. And The Runaways seemed so different that I had to give it a shot. And it's about two episodes away from finishing, but I think they did a really good job adapting those comic
books. How many episodes are there in?
I think it's going to be a 10-episode season in total. They're on, okay. I think they're on episode 9. Or episode 9 just aired.
How long are the episodes?
Hour piece.
I like
those. Hour piece. I think the music is real good. It's all child actors for the most part, like teenage actors. They stick to the
source material.
Source material pretty closely. But you know what's funny? No spoilers. The only thing that they don't stick to in the source material is that they never run away. Like they in the as the show is right now, they haven't ran away right. yet.
Okay.
They're very close to right now. They're very in on getting government, like finding out to proof,
right,
trying
right.
to get proof to the cops that their parents are in on this big secret organization stuff. And while that happened in the comics, that all happened after they left. Because as soon as this thing goes down, they run away. In this, as soon as they witness their parents are committing this murder, it's a very suspenseful game of cat and mouse about like do they know that I know and the parents are saying like do they know what do I have to do if they know
wow.
you know these are my kids there's very cold members of the group that are very much like if anyone knows about this, we need to so there's a lot more going on than on the surface and it gets really really into like comic book you know like superpowers and magic and time travel and all that kind of stuff. But it's filmed like a regular, like, OC kind of, which is a lot of what the charm is with those CW shows, right? They look like regular.
And you said it was on Hulu, right?
Yeah, it's on Hulu. It's on Hulu. So if anyone gets a chance, you know, check that out. But I thought it was a really strong debut for them, so I decided to put them up on this list. And another person getting a debut on this list, and maybe this was me getting a little bit cheap with these nominees, but we said Wonder Woman couldn't be on the list because she debuted last year. But the Themyscira didn't debut last year. Neither did the Amazons.
It didn't?
No, they didn't. It didn't at all.
Nah, we gotta put Themyscira.
So I'm putting Themyscira, just the Amazons in general, as a very strong debut.
They held it down.
Should I put Steve Trevor?
You know, Steve Trevor was cool.
Would you take out, but that would mean like taking out, like I said, Legion of the Runaways or the Justice League?
Nah.
Huh. Amazon's, they could stay.
Amazon could stay.
Steve Trevor was good, but they're one and done. I feel like I feel like everybody on this list, actually, as a matter of fact, has multiple movies in them. The Runaways are going to come back for another season. So is Legion, Justice League, and Defenders. Yeah. Oh, they got a lot more story to tell. Hopefully, they don't do it in a way where the next episode. the next episode, and then they all died. I'm like, wait a minute. They really, really like this thing. But great debuts. You know, you're always looking for these characters. They're so rich in the comic books that you're always looking for good adaptations to them. So the debut is very important. Like I said, last year we had Doctor Strange 2 also debuted. Like we had big hitters. Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man. It was big. And this one we got a good handful, but majority of them were supporting characters.
Yeah.
But another thing we got a good handful of was villains this year, because I think this year we probably had more comic book movies than we've ever had. So, you know, in the villains category, what we're considering for the best villains, the nominees that we're trying to put out there, obviously is going to be Hela, who goes to Asgard
I'll put her up there.
Man, goes to Asgard, the city that we know with the Rainbow Bridge and all these like heavy metal Vikings, and lays waste
to everything.
I mean, the first time we actually see her is in the trailer, and she destroys Mjolnir.
Yeah.
So that's...
She just crushes it with her hand,
The person who's able to do that, the person that I feel like almost scared Odin away. Like, Odin... I know Odin had to leave for her to show up, but it also seemed like he was like, yeah, I'm going to... I think now's the time for me.
I'm going to die now.
I'm going to go get some cigarettes and...
go to the store.
Yeah, I'm going to go out to the store to go get some cigarettes. I will be back, though. Hela, yeah, man, is up there. What do you think about Hela?
She held it down, bro. Like, real, real tea. But no, definitely, she held it down. She ended up waxing Thor and taking his eye, actually, which is actually pretty cool. So now he's Odin-ish. And she also crushed the hammer, so she's going to be the reason why he doesn't use the hammer anymore.
Where do you think that she fits in between Loki and, I guess, Malekith, right? Malekith was the second one. Is she literally right in the middle? Or do you think she's better than
Loki? She'll go over Malekith easy.
Well, I put Malekith on the low end of the heroes thing, is what I'm trying to say. On the scale from Malekith to Loki, where do you think she fits?
Closer to Loki? Yeah, hell yeah, man.
What do you think of the odds we see her in Infinity War?
I don't know, to be honest, because you know why? I'm waiting for the Red Skull to come back.
Yeah, and he might be very close to that Tesseract gem. It'd be funny if, like, for some reason, in the Infinity War, they beat Thanos, whatever, and then all the stones fall out of the gloves, and Red Skull just pops out of the Tesseract. What was going on here? What is happening? Heroes. Yeah, hella. Did you get to see much of Arrow last season?
I did not. I'm actually playing catch up only because I'm milking it, and I really, really like the TV show. So I feel like once I'm caught up, I have nothing else to live for.
Oh, yeah. You got to. You're always leaving a gift unwrapped, so it's Christmas every day. I get it. Makes sense. Last season was a little bit tricky, you know, and, you know, with Arrow, it's the longest running show of these shows right now. You know, it's the one that.
First.
Yeah, it got people reinterested in watching comic book shows. You know, we had Smallville and stuff like that, but this is for the modern hero. And so even with all the missteps, I think they took some really good chances with the hero this season. His name was Prometheus. And without giving anything away, he was able to outsmart Oliver at every turn. It was the person you least expected, because it's always somebody close, right?
Right.
It's the person you least expected to do it the entire time. He was able to turn people on himself. He was able to turn information on Oliver. Literally, like, every time Ollie thought he had it covered, it was one step ahead. Almost Dark Knight in that fashion. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to see somebody, him deal with something like that. And Prometheus was basically determined the entire time to make Oliver learn a lesson. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even... So at every turn when he did something evil and you're like, God, well, at least it's over now. It's like, no, he's still trying to learn that lesson. So get ready for more Prometheus, actually. You know, and he's basically a villain, I would say, from maybe like the second or third episode all the way to the end. And the season finale is one of the most shocking season finales because of him. That the show's ever dealt with. Now, when they come back, that's a different story that we'll talk about a little bit when we get to the TV section. I think that the CW shows have this thing now where they set these really big cliffhangers at the end of their seasons. And then at the beginning, when they come back, they're all like, that's...
You got to take care of.
Yeah, it's all taken care of. Remember when you said Barry who's had to go to Speed Force for years? And we got him out. We pointed some gun into space. I was able, we'll get to that when we get to that. But, yeah, Prometheus, I really think that he deserves to be on there. And I think he gave Ollie a little bit of a run for his money. And we don't always nominate an Arrow villain on here because they can get kind of...
And if you can give Oliver a run for his money, then we got
you. Well, we got to see a little bit of Prometheus in the Crisis on Earth X. It was played by Tommy Merlin then. It's not Tommy Merlin, obviously, our Earth, because Tommy Merlin is dead. Sorry about that, Tommy. Tommy Merlin 2018, everybody. Hopefully we get a little bit of that. How did you feel about the Vulture coming from Spider-Man Homecoming?
Oh,
Michael Keaton, the Birdman.
I think he's, at first it was Batman.
Yeah.
He was the Batman
and the Birdman.
Think he's got a thing for the wings.
He might. You know? He might. And in this one, he had his own set of electronic wings. And we got to see a little bit, like, they humanized him a lot, you know, showing that he was kind of wronged. Which, I mean, that happens a lot. That happens in a lot of ways. But this wasn't like an abusive childhood or being bullied. Like, this guy was already a grown man when he first started to go through his issues that made him what he is. And in a lot of ways, he was all about his team and all about family, right? He said that he didn't want to stop because he said he had guys on the payroll and all this other kind of stuff. And even in the beginning, when he gets that contract taken away from him, it's he says like all these people like put on, like, you can't do this to us. So I mean, I feel a little bit bad for him, but when the guy wanted to get down dirty, he was able to steal some of the greatest tech in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, to the point that he kills the guy, kind of, sort of, thinking it's an air gun, right?
Something
tornado
else,
gun or something like that.
The anti-gravity gun, there you go.
But that look on his face when he figured out, or...
Oh, when...
When he knows that Peter is Spider-Man. Is... chilling.
Yeah.
Very few people are able to give us that kind of reaction and emotion. Just with a look.
When I in the theater, I remember, because I was like, oh, no.
Well, we've seen him in the Venom suit. I mean, Venom, whoa. That's soon. Whoa. We see him in the Vulture suit, you know, throughout the film, doing these dangerous and illegal acts. But the scariest he was in that kitchen.
You know? When Peter went to go pick her up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I was like, does he know that you know? Like, oh, what is going on? Oh!
Yeah, definitely.
And I went, when he went to the house, I was like, ah, when they met at the door, I was like, ah, just don't talk, Peter. Don't talk. Just breathe, Peter. Yeah. Don't talk. He's going to know it's you.
And just was able to command that scene and command that presence and just so that show
was,
that.
Yeah, that was real ill.
Like a vulture, you know, circling around all the scenes, just... commanding a presence, and that's, you only get that when you're a veteran actor like that. Yeah. And I think that Michael Keaton did a very good job.
Oh, when you know the wings.
And speaking of veteran actors, Kurt Russell dusting off the old acting boots to join Guardians as Ego. You know, a very comical villain, but a villain nonetheless, and probably with one of the more one of the least human plans, like one of the coldest plans, you know, his idea that he will just go make a bunch of
and he killed Peter's mom.
Yeah, he kills Peter's mom, gives her cancer, decides he wants to go planet to planet and spread his seed.
Yep.
You know, not for anything, but yeah, just so that his power can be anywhere and he can go to and from as he pleases. I thought Kurt Russell was funny. Looks surprisingly young for his age, but you got to really feel the moments that you were supposed to, where they were playing father and son. And
that was cool.
At every turn when he did something despicable, like when he turns Peter into the battery, theoretically, and when he admits to killing his mom, you feel it.
Yeah,
and that's
bro.
That's a villain. Like, oh. You know, I was
but
right
Peter
there.
Peter didn't even hesitate. He took out his blasters and just started. Pew, pew,
pew, pew. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, go ahead, Peter.
When you're rooting for the hero to just go repeatedly and shoot.
Yeah.
That was
the moment right there.
That's a lot.
And Peter was quick with it too. He didn't even hesitate. The minute he heard it, he was like, "What?" I was cool.
Yeah,
we were waiting for that too. You know what I'm saying? Because we were wanting to know how she got sick.
Yeah, yeah. And
the first Guardians opens up with her being sick already.
Yeah, she already is succumbing to the cancer.
And then Peter gets taken away.
We got a couple hints about his father, and we got to see all that in this movie. So I put Ego here on the villain list. I think he deserves to get his just due. Going back to the Arrowverse, though, I think Legends of Tomorrow had a very compelling villain group that was the main antagonist for Season 2. And I'm talking about the Legion of Doom. Mm-hmm. In Legends Season 2, we got to see Eobard Thawne, Damian Dark, and Malcolm Merlyn. You know, some of the baddest of the bad of Arrowverse's veterans of the Arrowverse at this point. Come together and face off against the Legends of Tomorrow, time traveling heroes who hope to stop all the anachronisms that are caused by rookies like themselves doing terrible things in time travel. In Season 2, it was all about getting the Spear of Destiny that will rewrite reality depending on who holds it. Mm-hmm. And the Legends of Tomorrow had to try to fight the Legion of Doom, who, spoiler alert, at one point does get the Spear itself and rewrite reality as they see fit, rewrite the world as they like. Complete with their own intro to the television show. You know how it goes, like, my name is Barry Allen, or my name is Oliver. Yeah, it's like, my name is Eobard Thawne, and with my friends, Malcolm Merlyn. And so it's pretty cool. Legion of Doom, man. We might be getting one of the Justice League soon. Mm-hmm. So that's big. So I thought it would be cool to introduce the Arrowverse version, because those guys got there first, and sometimes they do it better.
They do it better, yeah. Hell yeah.
So Legion of Doom, definitely up there. But last but not least of villains, Ares.
You could throw him up in there.
You kind of got to. It's been an odd year. A lot of these guys stood in the background in these in these Venom movies. You know, I was thinking about putting Lego Batman's Joker.
I love Lego Batman.
It's between Lego Batman's Joker, I guess, and Ego.
Lego Batman's Joker.
Or Ego. Or Ego. I automatically vote Lego Batman's Joker.
Right. I was gonna go for Ego.
Oh damn. I say Lego Batman's Joker because he was able to take people from the WB in general,
right,
like Voldemort and the Wicked Witch for the West and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was pretty damn cool. I really liked that.
And I liked that he was able to give us a different layer of Batman-Joker relationship, of this whole, like, I'm obsessed with you because I need you to tell me that I'm the best villain that you have. Like, I thought that was a pretty cool aspect to this.
Yeah, that was
cool. To his mythos.
I say Ego because we were waiting. You know, we were waiting to find out who Peter's dad was. We were waiting to find out all the other unanswered questions from Guardians Volume 1.
Yeah.
What happened to his mom? How she get sick? Who is Peter's dad? Will he run into Peter's dad?
And I guess you could argue that ultimately the villain in Lego Batman was Batman. At the end of that.
Who is the real villain in all of this?
I don't know, but. We could put it.
We gotta be careful because we might become.
We could leave Ego. I think we could leave Ego. Yeah, is there anybody else that I can? I'm leaving the Legion of Doom. Hela's staying. I feel like Hela and Ares are like the same person almost. But I take out Ares for Lego Joker.
Why can't you put Steppenwolf again?
I'm not putting Steppenwolf on this.
Wow,
Steppenwolf is basically Ares. Was he not Ares? An old person that challenged the gods and then got knocked down, and now he's back because he's upset about things. We've done this already. Ares is basically Steppenwolf.
Sorry, Steppenwolf.
Do we need Lego Batman Joker?
I don't think we do. It was great, you know, but I don't think we do. I think it deserves its own thing.
His own award? That's way too much. I mean, he definitely deserves some kind of shine.
Yeah, definitely.
But I won't take Prometheus out, so... Yeah, I guess that's... Huh. We'll find a way to get these guys a different award.
The plot is thickening.
Yeah, you see that, right? Things are solidifying here. We'll go real quick through the television, obviously. You know, Supergirl, Flash, Arrow, and Legends are all nominated. I put Legion up.
We just wish everything was worthy.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
There's a bunch of stuff still. You know, I can't catch it all the television that's out there. But all four CW shows are nominated. Yes. Even though I personally think that some of them dipped in quality in the seasons last year. I don't know what happened, what was going on. Maybe they were just too busy trying to dance around the raindrops that is the DC movie universe.
I also feel the same way.
They could have been trying to do that. So
I kind of see that being a thing.
That could have, like, legit gotten their way.
I feel like they've got their ears too close to the pavement, and they're like, what? They're saying the shows are better than the movies?
Yeah. they could have just been resting on their laurels. Because at one point, I mean, I think the first season of The Flash is incredible. Season 2 is a little bit less better, but by very little bit. And I think 3 was a big drop-off because it started focusing on way too many people, and I think it needs to get back to Barry. Arrow.
But we are the Flash.
Arrow did really, really well, but Arrow always does well, and I think they have a problem too, where once a season it ends up becoming, oh, we know that you're the Arrow Oliver Queen, and then dun 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 dun, dun, dun. And then it's like every season. Supergirl had a major change because she went to another network last season, so they did.
Oh yeah, that's right. You know, I forgot about that. Holy
yeah,
crap.
So you know, you had more Martian Manhunter. You had Magan.
I could watch Martian Manhunter change.
You have Miss Manhunter. Day. It was her name, Miss Martian.
Miss Martian.
Miss Manhunter. Yeah, Miss Martian was there. You know, Mon-El from the Legion of Superheroes made an appearance. And it said, like, Flash was dealing with the whole Savitar stuff, which is like, I'm my own enemy, and that's cool. I think that could have been resolved way differently. They took a big chance in that the episode before the season finale with what they did with Iris, and then they kind of walked that back.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
And I felt like I felt like they could have came up with a better way around that, and I felt like the way that they did.
I mean, I was okay. It was just certain points throughout the season, Iris was just so annoying to me.
Well, she's just getting that way in general. I don't know. Again, you know, it's stopped being about.
She wants to be the Flash so bad.
It stopped being about my boy Barry. But
you better tell my boy he is the Flash.
I've also put Gotham up here. I heard that the last season they did some really big things. Mm-hmm. Because rumor has it they weren't guaranteed that the season after they were gonna get.
Oh yeah.
So they almost ended it. As
I always like finding out the little what ifs.
Yeah. So
I can live off what ifs. I love what ifs.
So it turns out that they were going to. They were basically acting as if they weren't sure, and they had to leave people, you know, where they wanted them to be left. So Bruce is a bit closer to being a vigilante.
Okay.
You know, we see villains like Hugo Strange and Mr. Freeze. We see Poison Ivy. We see maybe even Ra's al Ghul. So they are really ramping up on that, and they are as well. And those guys came a bit early to the gate, too, with the superhero stuff. Mm. I thought it was a little bit petty to try to make a superhero show not on the CW and not
super,
about Batman, really, around the world around him. And they're not going to be the only ones. Sci-Fi has a Krypton show.
Yeah, they have Krypton.
You know? So there's that, you know, as far as shows out there that are not about the superhero. But I really heard that last season they put their... They wrote themselves into a corner, basically. They basically gave themselves... as much story as they could to write and get themselves out of so that these characters can be more better for it. And I heard they did a really good job. So I'm going to try to do my best before the awards are actually up to give them a very serious shot so I can vote accordingly. Because, you know, that's what I want to do. Yes. And also on this list is Legion. So besides the CW shows, I put something from Fox and something from Batman, even though this is mostly DC show.
Mm-hmm.
So, I haven't been able to get into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's like my fault.
Right, no one right, really right, here right.
Carries watches them,
I've been
bro.
Trying to do that for years, dude.
It's a shame no one here really watches it. And, you know, I want to connect with the audience out there that does. So
and
I
they've
can
been on
what I'm
for
missing.
A while, too, man.
I want to know what I'm missing. I know Ghost Rider was on, you know, last season.
I thought that was going to be the one to really pull me in because I'm a Ghost Rider mark. So.
Oh, I guess I could throw Ghost Rider maybe up in debuts, but that might have happened last year.
It did happen last year.
Last year, but it might be the last year season coming into this year. The same way that...
I think you're right.
Yeah. We might add Ghost Rider. Let's see how that works with debuts, because that Ghost Rider was looking pretty legit. You know? I guess we can talk now about the movies of the year, the comic book movies of the year, and I guess when we get to each movie, let's just talk about, you know, what we remember from it, like moments and stuff like that, just to give a good encapsulation of this year in general. Because to tell you the truth, I'm at a point right now where I'm just living from movie to movie.
Right.
My calendar is just 3 weeks until this, and then after that, it's only 4.5 weeks until that, then maybe 8 weeks. We don't go more than 2 months without a comic book movie anymore, some sort of comic book medium of entertainment. Either Netflix is dropping something. You know, Netflix dropped Punisher, Iron Fist, and Defenders this year.
Wow. Don't you feel a comic book love? I feel it. Damn it.
Meanwhile,
thank
also
you.
While also dropping The Runaways and Gifted. So that's 5 comic book shows they dropped.
Bad stuff on the back, Marvel.
And DC
on
the other end, you know?
DC
on the other end, too. And DC's ramping up a bunch of content for their CW Seed app thing. That's where Titans is supposed to go. And The Ray already has an animated series. Remember The Ray from the Crisis special?
No.
Leo Snart's.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got
his own animated show already on the Seed.
That's cool.
Where he is an an 11, you know, fighter for justice.
Man, that's dope.
Against the Earth X fighter against those three have Red Tornado and everybody in there.
Turn up, CW.
Yeah, so everybody's been ramping it up real big. But let's talk about these movies, because with everything that they're doing in television right now, they seem to be almost ignoring in movies, because some of these shows are going to happen regardless of how good the television shows are.
Mm-hmm.
With that, I'm speaking, of course, of Justice League. So Justice League is here for best movie in case only for the pure reason that people might vote for it being there. So I can't myself say that it's my favorite comic book movie of the year, but it's here.
Kryptonian.
So we actually got to dissect a lot of that movie here on the Major Issues podcast. Now that you had some time to have it settle, what do you think is your favorite moment from that movie, and what do you think is the best fights in that movie?
My favorite moment was when Superman got exposed to being a cheater during the race with Barry Allen for flying.
My gosh.
I just had to get that out of the way. That's been burning a hole in me since
the movie. I mean, that was a pretty good, cool moment, the race at the end.
I loved Atlantis. I loved going to Atlantis for the little bit that we were at Atlantis for. But honestly, probably my favorite part of the movie is when they're getting the mother box, trying to get the mother box away from Themyscira. Okay. They're just trying to get it out of there and just go.
Master of Truth, man, and all that kind of stuff. That was really cool. I really liked how they did all that. That was really cool.
Stephen Wolf showed the block the horse, bro.
When he's there just like chopping the hell out of those Amazonians, it was a little crazy. Dude. And then you had the parademons just like flies, like locusts.
I like when the movie opened up to Batman trying to capture one. That was badass. Go ahead, Batman.
My favorite fight of the movie is Justice League trying to take down Superman. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool too.
And just seeing Barry actually able to, like, it took a second time me watching, but I didn't realize that Barry was actually dodging Superman's shot.
Yeah, he was.
And, you know, I mean, you can say what you want about the race, but in that moment, would that not dictate that he's faster than him? So I thought that was pretty cool that they did that there. And, Kal-El, you know who you are. Calm down.
The last son of Krypton. Remember who you are.
Yeah, she's not that great sometimes. That was actually not a bad Gal Gadot. That was really, because she legit reads it like she's reading it on a thing on the list. I love her. Yeah, I love you, girl. But sometimes, you know. But there has to be Aries.
It has to be.
Who are you? That was all pretty good. Yeah, might as well just go right to her then. Wonder Woman came out this year. Head and shoulders, I think, above Justice League, just because it was simple. It kept it to this one person, and literally just went, it was told in time order. And stuff. We got to see the reveal of the God Killer Sword, and what's really the God Killer. The Lasso of Truth, the bands, we got some mythology worked in there.
I love all the mythology.
We got to see tough little girls train and fight. We got to see tough women as the Amazonians. We got to see Steve Trevor play the woman role a little bit, the damsel in distress, the person needs the help.
That was cool.
Which was cool, but he was also very capable and independent, so it wasn't one of those things where it was like, hey, you know,
He saved Diana once or twice.
Yeah, we got to help these guys with everything. It wasn't one of those cases. This was a movie that both genders could... is that going to get me in trouble? Both genders?
There's 50 of them.
This is going to be a movie that anyone of all ages could enjoy because it basically says that the power is in you. Regardless, there's no excuses to be had of girl or soldier or, you know, if you want it, if you believe in it, you have to fight for it. And I actually think that's the best part of this movie is the message. One of the messages is it's not about what they deserve. It's about what you believe. And I think that's a very big, big message to learn because basically what that says is, yeah, they say it throughout. I think what that message says is that sometimes there are people in your life or there are organizations that you may be a part of that you may not be 100% proud of or that you may not think deserve the very best out of you. Like your job may not deserve the best of you because of the way they treat you, or, you know, your family may not deserve the best of you because they don't understand you. But in all honesty, if you love to live to the best of your ability, you have to live that way because that's what you believe in. If I am a hard worker, it doesn't matter what sucky job I work at, I'm going to be a hard worker because I believe in that. Right. So it's not about what my job deserves, even though my job may not deserve a hard worker. I'm going to end up being that way anyway because it's about what I believe in. I think when you fight that, right, when you fight what you believe in is when you really end up getting depressed or, you know, your life ends up not being how you want it because you're bending over backwards to make
other
people
happy. Thank you, Princess Diana of Themyscira.
Yeah, and she says only love can truly save the world. And at a time where we're people constantly being separated by race, religion, country, and all this other kind of stuff, it was really important to have a hopeful message in a movie like that. That's probably the last bit of hopeful message. I mean, I guess it's a bit of a hopeful message in Spider-Man Homecoming, which came out this year, too, which would be stick to your lane, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Is that the message in Spider-Man Homecoming? Stay in your lane because Peter basically finds out.
To be honest, it just might be stay in your lane,
yeah,
Peter.
You know, there's a very high chance that it could be. That's exactly
I don't think it's really staying in your lane. I'm just saying because Tony ain't want to listen. Nobody want to listen to Peter anyway. So Peter felt like he had to go fight by himself.
I'm saying
for the little guy.
No, I'm saying stay in your lane because at the ending he has the opportunity to get bigger.
Yes,
like he has the opportunity to take the new suit
and
be a world Avenger.
That's the other thing that I said too. He wants to fight for the little guy.
Yeah.
So,
but that may be his lane. I argue that may be his lane. And
that might be
his
lane. They
have
that.
Figured out his lane, and it's about staying in it. Mm. That you don't always have. That saving the world may just be saving your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I need to write posters. Mm-hmm. You hear this? All this stuff coming up in my mouth.
I write this down.
Saving the world may just be saving your neighborhood. So he's fine with being just a neighborhood hero because he understands to some people the neighborhood is their world. Mm-hmm. Just same way like Luke Cage decided, I don't have to save the world. I just have to save Harlem.
Save Harlem.
Yeah, you know, Harlem and the culture. Do it for the culture.
Jew hurt. That's what the kids say.
Jew do it for hurt. The culture. What do you think about Spider-Man Homecoming?
Oh, man. Spider-Man is number one for me when it comes to, like, comic book characters on the Marvel side. So, it doesn't take much, man. I was already over the moon when they announced he was going to be back in the side of the sandbox. So, all of it. Just all of it, bro. I finally got mine. You know what I'm saying? I got mine. So I'm everything, every single thing, bro. From the fight on the ferry to anything of him being inside of the school with homeboy. I forgot his
Ned Leeds, the guy in the chair.
Guy in the chair. I call him Gank because of homeboy in the comic.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
So it's just everything, man. Even from the little.
We even got a little bit of tease of Miles.
Yeah. Even from him trying to bust into the monument through the window.
Oh, yeah. I like when he got trapped inside the
awesome.
Damage control facility.
And he just started talking.
To
get out. But my favorite part was when he's coming out of the rubble. And he's trying to talk himself, you know, trying to motivate himself to, like, just
and he gets that whole remember who you are, Simba moment. Yeah,
come
I like
on,
that.
Peter.
Yeah,
come
I like
on,
that.
Spider-Man.
That was pretty good.
That was awesome, man.
I like when he first takes the suit out for a test run.
Oh.
And you find out about death mode and all that kind of stuff there.
Starts bugging.
And you have, you know, 100 and whatever different web combinations. I thought that was really, really cool. Very reminiscent of Iron Man. Speaking of cool scenes, I completely forgot Wonder Woman. No Man's Land, bro.
Damn,
when
bro.
She's running at the hail of bullets, that whole
man.
Part where they're playing her music.
And they've got
and
no choice but to cover her.
Like, you can say what you want about the film, how you feel about women in film or female superheroes, but, like, in that moment,
she
was
a badass.
Like,
She wanted to go there, bro.
Well, they kept saying, they kind of set that up. They're like, oh, no man has ever crossed no man's land. And he's like, oh, I am not the man. And then, you know, really good, really good. Like, all that, you know, as soon as that thing, she's running around and doing all kinds of stuff that I...
Damn, Spider-Man and Wonder Woman might be my favorite two comic book movies.
Well, the thing is, I don't really think that... I didn't really think I set a high bar for myself. Like I said again, I think what happened was a lot of us got caught up in this Justice League hype. And they're like, well, yeah, Wonder Woman's going to be fine. You know?
I think as long as Justice League comes out, I think Justice League made everybody else sleep on Wonder Woman. So when they went to go see Wonder Woman, it was like, pow.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying.
So
yeah.
That's cool.
It was like, we'll see Wonder Woman to understand Justice League, you know? And then it ended up being the better of the two because I ended up being more contained.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Justice League tried to do too much the same way that BVS tried to do too much. And I might end up saying BVS might be a little bit higher.
Because
it's a complete Zack Snyder.
I'm going to say it's a little low.
It's a complete Zack Snyder thing. We'll talk about that in its own episode.
We're going to have words when we get off.
Yes, we are going to have words. But sometimes when you're part of a team, you get into a little bit of a
We're going to slam patches. Our headphones down, and he's going to go, what?
That's it. That's it. And I'm going to kick him out. And that's what we do here. That's what we do here. No, we don't. Major issues. We love you all. We bring all your flaws. Bring all your problems. We bring them all here and sit on the therapist table that is comic books. That's what we try to do here. And just like every other team, we might have a little bit of a scuffle. Just like the Guardians of the Galaxies did this year. Guardians of the Galaxies. All the galaxies. We got to see Baby Groot, Rocket, Peter's back, and yeah. Drax. We got Mantis, who's being called ugly by Drax, the stuff between Gamora and Nebula.
I wasn't expecting all of that, dude. Like, it's all coming back.
Yondu's massacre.
Oh, man.
With the that arrow. Too, bro. Absolutely amazing.
So much great in that movie, too, dude.
Probably one of my favorite soundtracks ever. Of all time, mm-hmm. I own the Guardians 2 soundtrack.
Yeah, you said that for Guardians 1, too.
I play that back and forth. It's just really good. It's just really good music in general. And then the fact that it ties into the plot is really, really good. Funny. Not all the jokes were funny, but they told enough jokes that the majority of the film was funny. So I thought that was really, really good. And, man, it got to move the franchise forward a little bit. And, you know, I'm a fan about my Marvel. So Guardians is definitely up there. What's one of your favorite parts of Guardians?
It's anything Drax.
Drax, just yeah.
Anything Drax. Lots of Yondu because he was turning around.
Yeah, he was.
You know, so I was feeling that. I was really feeling that.
He definitely got his
and
moment.
And he was feeling for Peter. So that kind of touched me a little bit because he was the one that took Peter away. From his mom,
yeah.
To go bring him to his dad,
which
you know.
You saw how that turned out.
He wasn't your. He may have been. What he told him, he may have been your father, but he wasn't your daddy.
Your daddy, yeah. He was your. And I mean, we got a Mary Poppins y'all out of it.
Yes.
So I mean,
I think this
deserves a special award just for that.
Does Mary Poppins become a little bit more of a badass because of this now?
Who knows?
Oh my god!
People who never saw Mary Poppins before might see it now because they think she's a badass. Because that's what Peter said. But one thing that was unignorably badass, Thor Ragnarok. Thor Ragnarok coming through shamelessly.
Damn.
With no shame. They didn't care what kind of movie you thought it was going in because it was going to be the kind of movie it wanted to be regardless.
Yeah, I felt like a lot of people's thing was once they saw the trailer, it was going to be, it's just Thor. Thor and Hulk adventures, you know.
But I also feel like they were,
and that's the thing that I like about love about Marvel, man. They'll throw out something like Thor or Civil War, but they'll make it so around the main character that it's not an Avengery film. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that I really really like that. So that when you can do that and still make it about Thor and make it about Cap. That's how.
You know what else I'm starting to think?
I fall over because of that.
I'm also starting to think that every phase, they're almost dedicated to give us one comic book movie that's not like the other ones. I would argue that the first one was Iron Man. You know? You get an Iron Man, which is so different than any other comic book movie that we ever got. And then you get the rest of the Phase 1 movies. Or maybe the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Then Phase 2 happens and you get all these comic book movies. But then you get Guardians. You're like, what is this?
Space. I've That's never what it is.
But you're like, I never got this before. Same thing when you first saw the first Iron Man. Like, I've never got this before. This is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then you get Thor. And it's like, oh, you could do this way too. And so much fun that movie was to watch. And
comic book Norse mythology.
Also, you gotta wonder if they were... like if this was something in the back of their minds the entire time, because in lead up to Civil War there was a lot of these comedic skits being created with Thor.
Right.
Remember online with his roommate and all this other kind of stuff like that. So maybe they were testing the waters early to see how the fans would respond to Thor being a little bit more jokey.
A little bit more jokey.
Because his the things that he's dealing with are Norse mythology.
Yeah,
it's like one of the oldest religions and known to man, and it can get kind of boring to some people. So to hear somebody in a modern day
living
talk with
Darryl.
The thous and all this other kind of stuff, you know, it is a little bit comical. And so how do you feel about taking Thor to that level? To be
if that was the case, I thought that was pretty damn smart.
To test it out with the skits?
Yeah, to test it out with the skits. And the skit was pretty damn funny. I really liked the skits, too. But I like Thunder God Thor, you know?
Is this the Thor you want moving forward?
I didn't know it was. I didn't know it was going to be the Thor I wanted moving forward. But it is the Thor I need.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very happy about that. And he's missing an eye, too, now, so... Badassery all around. Let's go, Thor.
Yeah, I thought all his stuff
Odin's son.
With him fighting Surtur was amazing. The contest of champions stuff with him and Hulk, yeah. The Grandmaster being there, you know, him and Benicio del Toro's character, the Collector of Brothers. Mm-hmm. So maybe we get to see those two share some on screen time. Amazing, amazing. Thor really brought it. And in a way that no one really expected. I owe myself many more times to see this movie, like just to review it.
Are you saying you slept on Thor?
I'm saying that I was a little bit rigid on Thor. Like, I thought Thor had to be one way. Mm. That story had to be told one way.
Yeah, I think I see what you're
and
saying. Okay.
To know that it had to be told one way caught me off guard a little bit. I definitely enjoyed it. But now that I know that it's going to be told that way, I want to see how I
and it's okay.
Watch
you know,
it going
it's
in.
It's okay.
Yeah. Like I said again, I just didn't know they could do it.
I love it when Marvel makes it okay.
You know, you are able to break the mold. Now, not on the list for superhero movie of the year, but something I have to go ahead and, you know, gush over. Lego Batman. One of my favorite comic book movies this year. Yeah. Probably my favorite comic book movie this year. But
Lego Batman is the
other. I
love the passwords of the Batcave.
Iron Man sucks. The fact that they went there, they literally joked.
They went there, bro.
They joked on every part of Batman's character
thing,
from his origin with his parents to the vehicles, to the amount of vehicles, the amount of gadgets, the amount of suits. They joked on all of it. The fact that how much money he has, the fact that he lives by himself and how big of an mansion has to be when you live on your own. How weird it is to have a random adopted son in your house because you are rich and that's what you could do. Yo, they tackle all of it, but only in from a place of love. Like, only from a place of understanding can you joke that much about a movie like that. And I appreciate them for literally taking that chance because, man.
And that was my first. Such a great movie. That was, like, my first Lego movie in life, you know?
Yeah.
So that was, to me, to enjoy it the way that I did is a big deal. Because
and they,
I thought I was going to come out of it like, eh. You know,
they find very clever ways to get around the fact that these are Lego actors.
Yeah.
You know? Like when they have to shake their hair.
He also mentions also mentioned the other Batmans too.
Oh, everything. Yeah, the entire... Everything. This is a Batman in which everything that has ever happened to Batman is in his continuity. He remembers all of it. He was the Christian Bale Batman. He was also the George Clooney Batman. He was also Batman 66. Like, it's hilarious that he's one Batman who's lasted 80 years and has done all the things that Batman, the character, has done. So funny.
Yeah,
so funny. And definitely needs to be mentioned just in general. But before we close out, I would like to get a little bit of a talk about what will probably win comic book movie of the year, in my opinion. And that is the more little flick coming out of Fox called Logan.
Mm.
Logan is supposed to be Hugh Jackman's very last appearance as Wolverine, as Logan, the title character.
I'm trying not to play favorites.
And this is the farewell tour for that character. The same way any rock band wants to go out on top, this was Logan / Wolverine's way to go out on top. Do you believe that he went out on top?
You know what's crazy? With all the movies that we've seen this year and things like that, it's wild because Logan came out first, right?
It did. February.
Logan came out first, and
if not Lego Batman, one of those.
And it's
two,
like every time,
close, yeah.
Every time you mention Logan, it's like, oh yeah. And I mentioned earlier, I think Spider-Man and Wonder Woman might have been my favorite comic book movies of the year.
Right. Is that because you legit forget about Logan?
But that's because I legit forget about Logan, but not because of, you know, because I dislike it or anything like that, but genuinely because it did come out first.
Well, here's something else, you know, with Logan, and this is probably why I didn't think about making it my comic book movie of the year when I initially thought about it. Great movie. Mm-hmm. But you're not rushing to watch it over and over again because it doesn't necessarily make you feel the best.
Right. Where it's an R. It's an R.
Right, where you can see Civil War and still get pumped. It's a little bit depressing at the end, but you still get the, I'm always there for you,
because
Tony.
You know, because going into Logan, you already know what to expect if you know of the Logan storyline.
But I'm saying, like, even if you've seen it, right? Yeah. So now I've seen the movie, right? And it's like, I could watch Batman Dark Knight because I know at the end you're still going to get the digga, 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 digga. And, you know, he's the one we deserve, not the one we need. And then you rush off into the motorcycle. Logan ends like a bloodbath, like a funeral, like kids crying. It's a great movie and a great experience, but I don't know if it's an experience you want to have over and over again. And because of that, I think that's why I forgot about it.
Right.
But it's a great experience that you need to have, especially if you follow this character as long as we have with all these movies.
All right, so then mines would have to go in no specific order because I can't possibly put an order for that.
Okay.
Wonder Woman, Spider-Man. Wonder Woman, Spider-Man.
We got to put some sort of order. What's number one?
I can't.
Well, we're hoping that Wonder the people Woman, out there are able Wonder to because they're going to be voting for these awards.
Wonder Woman, Spider-Man. Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, Logan. And if I had to put an order, I'm going to put Spider-Man first. Just off the fact that
if that's your favorite hero. I completely
Logan, and then Wonder Woman. Honorable mentions for the one that will come probably after that would be Thor.
Huh.
And it hurts to put Thor so far down, you know. So,
well, I think that Thor deserves to get. It deserves to get recognition because
this is
gonna
be harder than I thought.
I feel like, as a matter of fact, in a lot of ways, we're going to see an audience for Thor that wasn't there for Thor 1 and 2.
I believe that. I believe that's there now, actually.
You know,
you know what I'm saying? After the third one.
So if that's the case, I wouldn't be surprised if Thor is on other people's list for
Comic Book Movie of the Year. Yeah.
I just think Logan did so much for everybody. What a swan song for Patrick Stewart, too. You know, our Professor X.
Yeah.
Seeing him go through his mental illnesses. Like I said, Daphne Keene.
And cursing.
Daphne Keene,
cursing.
Who plays
I popped
Laura.
Every time he cursed.
Daphne Keene, who plays Laura.
Yeah.
Absolutely tremendous job. Those fight scenes, the bloodbath that was Logan. Like,
flashbacks, bro. Like, oh,
we have
my
been
God.
Waiting. We have been
scared.
Waiting for this. We
my
have
heart
been
rate
this.
Is going up.
We have been waiting for this for a very long time, and I guess the only thing to kind of give us a little bit of hope for it was Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
The success of Deadpool being R-rated.
I was going to mention that earlier, too, like a couple seconds ago. Deadpool came through, knocked it out the park, and Logan just came through with that mean follow-up, bro.
And we would talk about it all the time. Oh, we need an R-rated Wolverine. We need an R-rated
Ridiculous.
Wolverine. Oh, did you hear Logan's going to be R-rated? Oh, snap. I can't wait to see it comes out. And now it's out. It's here, and it's great. It's great, and I wouldn't be surprised if it wins Comic Book Movie of the Year. As far as comic book movies go, I think that's it all, and basically talked about the entire year. Is anything about this year? When you think back of this year in comics, what fond memories do you have? This was also your first Comic Con this year.
Yeah, man. Comic Con was overwhelmingly good for me.
Okay.
I was all over the place for Comic Con. Comic Con was bananas. I thinking about it now, I feel like I'm all back over there because I'm thinking about it. I've put me all over the place, man.
Right.
Like, it's crazy. I see it's happening to me now.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I mean, doing this major issues was great to 2017.
Yeah, man.
Thank you guys for joining along for the ride.
Yes.
It's been fantastic. And now we're 2018, so I can't wait to do that again. Going to my second Comic-Con was really, really cool. Seeing a lot of these movies
my
come
first
out.
One was bananas. I don't know how people have the strength to go out for 2 3 4 days.
The Infinity War trailer is out. You know,
yes,
we've already discussed that on the first
and
episode.
It's
here.
Up. It's up, and it's on my phone.
And I've already seen it a couple times.
I carry
in 2018
it
already. So, like I said, like there's stuff, great stuff in the past.
Yeah,
in 2017, we did great stuff here at Comic Book Click and with the Major Issues podcast. It's been a hell of a year for comics in general. We didn't even really delve into comics with all the stuff they did with Dark Knight's Metal, with
Secret
Empire, with the new Marvel rebranding. And
interesting
the,
as hell.
With what they've been able to do with Rebirth and the introduction of Dr. Manhattan. But
that is,
everybody's
me, that
been
is,
on all
yeah,
everybody's
crazy.
Been on all cylinders
like, but like
all
crazy
year.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's because
everybody. I feel like everybody's trying to do their thing, you know. And that's good.
To the, for those who were successful.
The ones that, we're the ones that win anyway in the long run.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I wish to those that were successful last year, filmmakers, screenwriters, actors, for you guys that were successful and able to do what you did, keep up the good work.
Yeah, don't get lazy. Do the same thing you guys did last year. Do that this year.
Don't get lazy. Keep up the good work. And to those who did it, to those who fell down, to those who scraped their knees, dust it off, brush it off.
That means you, Justice League.
That means you, Warner Brothers in general.
Yeah,
that means you, Warner Brothers in general. Dust it off.
But I still love you,
and come back ready to play. Come back ready to fight. And that's what we are going to be able to do every week here on the Major Issues Podcast. Hopefully, we are here for the fight. We are the little dog in the fight, but just like the little engine that could, we're going to get to the top of that hill. It was a hill, right?
Was it a hill?
It's a hill now.
I mean, tracks can go up the hill, so.
It's a hill now. I like that. I like the whole hill thing. What a year. 2017. We have to film these awards. So, the cool thing about that is I'm hoping, all right? This is my hope here. Right. I'm hoping that by the time people hear this podcast that these polls are already open on our Facebook, which is on facebook.com/comicbookclick. And there, people can vote on what wins, and we will reveal those winners in the CBC Awards video on YouTube. So this will be our first time of the year to get interactive with our fans, and I can't wait for it. I can't wait to hear what they see. Because the thing is, point blank, when they vote, they could vote Justice League Movie of the Year, and that would be the CBC Movie of the Year. The power is yours. Don't let this podcast sway your opinions. We're just talking about what we like. Let us know what you guys like,
ma'am.
Going to that Facebook. Hopefully all the pods, hopefully all the polls are there. Let your voices be heard here for this CBC Awards for 2018. I'm excited. And this is, with that, I think the first show is in the books for the Major Issues Podcast. If you like what you're hearing, go ahead and write a nice little review for us on iTunes or wherever podcasts are found. If you're finding this on podbean.com, you can go ahead and write a review. It helps us expand our audience, and it also helps us, you know, get more exposure to other people like you who like to listen to all things that have to do with comic books and comic book media, TV shows, comic book reviews themselves. Like I said, we're doing Doomsday Clock, I think, is up next. And for the next episode of Major Issues, we'll be tackling Doomsday Clock issue 2. Runaways is coming soon. Black Panther. We got some big things.
And Black Panther comes out next month, starting off the year really nice.
Yeah, I think it'll be the first comic book movie of the year. So you want to make sure you have all those, you know, you're ready for all those. If you stay tuned and you're able to follow us on Facebook, you can see the kind of things that we'll be ready to talk about here. And then maybe you would, you know, put your two cents in. That's what we're trying to do. Trying to have a conversation with you guys, the click out there. But I want to thank you guys for all the support you've already given us. We've already, I want to say, tripled our viewing audience already. Amazing. I've looked at the stats.
Thank you so much. Are, you make us worthy. Y'all make us worthy.
You guys are doing what you got to do to spread the noise. So keep doing it, please. This way we get the real idea of what the fans want and what the fans, what should be winning awards out there. Because think about it. If it's only me voting, only my favorites are going to win.
Make all the noise.
Yes. Let's get a fair and just trial. We know we couldn't get one in 2016. So maybe we can get one in 2018 for the CBC Awards. I think I could say that. No, Russia will not be tampering on this election.
Wow.
Go ahead and vote.
Check that out.
Look at that. I can guarantee that. Go ahead and vote for your favorites for villain, fight of the year, coolest moment, TV show, movie of the year. Let your voices be heard, and you can see whether or not your choice is won at the CBC Awards, which should be coming out, I think, mid to the end of this month, which is exciting. I'm going to start shooting some stuff very, very quickly and very soon. Woo! In the bag. How you feel about that?
Sounds good. I'm in the bag. I'm in the bag of the feels for all of this.
Speaking about all this makes it a lot easier to put behind me now. Now that we've spoke about all this, all these movies have happened, these shows have taken place. Right. We can place them behind us now.
I'm ready for second dinner now.
Let's look forward into 2018 towards the war, towards the Dark Phoenix, towards the New Mutants.
Man. I'm sleeping on Dark Phoenix. I'm sleeping on Dark Phoenix, bro. Oh, I'm saying it now. I'm sleeping on Dark Phoenix, and I hope I
Deadpool
regret it.
Deadpool 2.
I hope I regret sleeping
got
on
Deadpool 2
it.
Coming
I'm not
out.
Sleeping on that.
Aquaman coming out.
Oh,
it's going to be a hell of a year.
I'm going to go see Aquaman.
It's going to be a hell of a year. But like I said, make sure that you are sharing this podcast, reviewing it on iTunes. Tell us what we need to fix. Give us 5 stars if you love us, because we love you. So give us 5 stars if you love us. You could always give us any kind of feedback at comicbookclick@gmail.com. Don't forget I said facebook.com/comicbookclick for the CBC awards and polls. You can go to Instagram at comicbookclick to check out all the stuff we post there. Like I said, we are legit the latest and greatest thing to come to comic books and comic book media, and we're reviewing it all right here on the Major Issues Podcast. This has been the Major Issues Podcast, reviewing all the great things to come in 2017. My name is George Serrano, a.k.a. The Don.
I am Claudius Maximus.
This has been a hell of a show, and we got major issues.
Cool.
But remember,
major issues.
But they got to remember. Remember that you.
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 Are.
Are.
Worthy.
You are worthy.